Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lions go into Lambeau in the weather. I don't know if you heard it was supposed to rain. And they handled business. Green Bay's the team that dropped a bunch of passes. Green Bay's the team that missed a field goal, couldn't execute the center quarterback exchange multiple times. Green Bay's the team that had the critical turnover. Detroit, clean, simple. And for Amon-Ra St. Brown, he had a simple message. Green Bay sucks, and he backed it up. Open phone lines, 248-539-9797. John has had a simple message going all the way back to April, I think May, when the schedule came out. And you said proudly, boldly, that this was a 14-win football team. To a lot of shock, Tom quickly stepping in saying also that he thought this team would win 14 football games. And as we sit here today, they're 7-1, and you have been asking, begging people to jump on board and enjoy the 14-3 ride.
And I'm not shocked at all. So many people are getting on the 14-3 bus. And some even apologetic that they didn't jump on earlier. Now, I understand 14-3, bit of a stretch. It's very unique that you would win 14 games in one 17-game season. But as I looked at the schedule, and some of it was the expectations that I had for this team. I had no idea they were going to lose Aiden Hutchinson. That was a big blow to the thought of going 14-3, but since then, 3-0. And I do believe a trade is imminent. Now, they're not bringing in Myles Garrett. They're not bringing in Max Crosby, somebody that would be on the same plane as Aiden Hutchinson. Anybody that they bring in is going to be a step down, maybe even two or three steps down from Aiden Hutchinson.
They'll be a role player. Complementary piece is what Campbell told us. Yeah.
But the bus is leaving the building. And I want to know from you or from others why you're not getting on the 14-3 bus. Because as I was told on Friday, they're going to lose. And I believe that they will lose two more games. I don't know which ones those are. I'm still left wondering as to what, when, how. But at this point, don't tell me that you just can't win on any given Sunday. That you can't go in there in the rain, at Lambeau, on the road. That there's just too much stacked against this team for them to win. And you even asked the question of, you know, how could this team possibly be 14-3? How could this team not lose a game? And I want to know from you, what is the resistance of getting it? Is it just simply history says they can't do it?
No, it's not history, John.
History, you know what? You're right. Not just NFL history, Lions history says they can't do it.
I'm not going to burden this team with the history of Lions football. I'm not going to do that.
Be afraid of greatness. I said it when we went through the schedule and I came up with 14-3. And I thought, oh my goodness, how could I possibly have just done that? I went through the schedule. They've only got three losses. Don't be afraid of greatness. I don't think Dan Campbell is. I don't think Kirby Joseph is. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jared Goff, Aleem McNeil. They're not afraid of greatness. The opportunity of putting themselves out there every single week, knowing that, yeah, they could lose a game. This is the chance, Jim. Get on the bus. There is no quarterback in the NFL that is playing better or more consistently than Jared Goff. Same with the wide receiver. How about the running backs, the 1-2 punch of Montgomery and Gibbs, Laporta, the defense, the best tandem safeties in the NFL? How could you not get on the bus?
John, I am not getting on the 14-3 bus. Because I'm speeding by in the 15-2 express lane, baby.
Oh.
John, I can't get on the 14-3 bus because this team's not losing more than one game the rest of the way. How could you possibly expect this team to lose when nothing phases them? Injuries, weather, suspensions, ejections, it doesn't matter. Nothing phases the 15-2 bound Detroit Lions. So you ask me, I ask you. Are you getting on the 15-2 bus, which is speeding past your slow, methodical 14-win nonsense? Tom, you are also invited. Detroit, you are invited. 15-2.
You're such a tool.
He's stealing our thunder.
He's trying
Yesterday's game made him go from 12-5 to 15-2.
What a dork. It is an election year. Go ahead. Flip-flop all you want.
John, I really thought that was a problematic spot for the Lions, and we detailed it on Friday, right? You don't have Aiden. It's going to come back to haunt you. No, it's not. It's raining turnovers. Goff. No, it's not. You lose Brian Branch at all pro. Doesn't matter. No, it's not. Nothing's going to haunt this team. Nothing phases them.
I was willing to let him. Even though we were going to let him come on last week and he didn't, and we were going to give him this, another chance, which I don't even know if it was deserved, but we're welcoming, and we want all of Detroit to enjoy this because it's just such an unbelievable ride. This is the one thing I didn't see coming, and it kind of makes me not want to let him on.
Well, I'm letting you guys on the 15-win bus.
You can't steal our bit.
Yeah, yeah. Do whatever you want.
He's stealing our bit, isn't he?
Detroit, how big a believer are you? 248-539-9797. Do you believe as much as John or as much as me?
I think
the real believer.
I think Craig Hargrave is one of the more fair people in life that I know. I'm going to let him make the decision here. Can he pull this move?
He can do whatever he wants.
You could one-up me and go to 16-1 if you'd like.
Sure, that's an option.
It is the only option left.
Maybe they'll review week two and they can still go 17-0.
It is stealing their bit. It is completely fair, though.
Sure.
I told you in the overreactions they're going to be favored every single game. Yeah. I laid some clues for you. I loved how worked up you were getting, thinking I was going to be like, no, 12 wins still. John, I in all seriousness, they just keep winning games that they otherwise had no business winning, and there is something special about this football team.
Yeah, there is. You caught me off guard on this one. You really did.
I loved how all excited you were getting.
I was trying to sell you on a 14-3.
And I'm already looking back in the rearview mirror going, 14, that's it?
Well, I mean, if you're on the 14-3 bus, you are allowed to arrive early.
Okay.
So 14-3 or better. And so, yeah, I mean, it's same bus.
Okay.
Same bus. We're going to the same place.
Where are you guys at? And again, a huge part of this is the deadline tomorrow. Za'Darius Smith believed to be traded. He's already hinting at it on Instagram. And maybe it's not enough for some people. Maybe you feel like Jordan Love had plays that he left out there. Wherever you're at, we want to hear from you. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.